Being seated, the children's church can be dismissed with Michaela. And for the rest of us, if you have your Bibles this morning, you can turn with us to Psalm chapter number 40. Psalm chapter number 40 this morning. And we'll be there momentarily. But you know, everyone, no matter who you are, whether you're a Christian or not, and our hope this morning is that everybody that's present is a Christian, that everybody that is present knows the Lord as their Savior. But if you don't know Him this morning, you don't know that your sins are forgiven, you don't know that heaven's your home, you can know that before you leave this church this morning. And you can know that your sins have been forgiven, that the blood of the Lamb has been applied to your account. And you can know that you know that you know that you know that Jesus is your Savior and that heaven's your home. But whoever you are this morning, everybody has a story to tell. You know, you ever meet somebody and it seems like all they have is stories? And it's like, you know, you hear the story, you hear the story, you hear the story. And, you know, after a while, you're like, oh, my soul, would you please be quiet? I can tell the story better than you can now. And that's because everybody has a story. Everybody has something they want to talk about. But it's only the redeemed of the Lord that has a song that we can sing. It's only the redeemed that have a song in their heart. In the Christian life, it's not just about knowing facts. It's not just knowing all the books of the Bible and, you know, all the theology that comes along with it. All those things are good. The Christian life is about experiencing deliverance. It's about being rescued from sin, lifted from hopelessness, and given a new direction. That's what Psalm chapter 40 is all about here this morning. David here is giving us his testimony, his story of redemption, and it's a story that every blood-bought child of God shares. If you're here this morning and you can say and remember a time where you put your faith and your trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, you have this same testimony. So you're there, Psalm chapter 40. Notice, if you would, verses 1 through 3. Psalm chapter 40, verses 1 through 3. The Bible says, I waited patiently for the Lord, and He inclined unto me and heard my cry. He brought me up also out of an horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and set my feet upon a rock, and established my goings. And here's the key verse, verse number 3. And He hath put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto our God. Many shall see it and fear and shall trust in the Lord. For a few moments, I'd like to preach just on this thought, the song of the redeemed. The song of the redeemed. Our Heavenly Father, our Lord, again, we do thank You for this day, and we thank You for Your love and Your mercy towards us. Sometimes even more undeserving of it. And Lord, this morning we thank You for this opportunity that we get to come and gather in Your house on a Sunday morning to sing Your praises and open Your word to see a truth that might help us be the church and the Christian You'd have us to be. And Lord, this morning, if there be one here this morning that they don't know Christ as their Savior, they don't know for sure 100% that their sins have been forgiven, that Jesus is their Savior, and that heaven's their home, Lord, we pray they not leave this church today without getting that settled, that they know that they know that they know. And then, Lord, for those that are here this morning that are saved, and the Lord, perhaps that song has, over time, because of trials and tribulations and heartaches and sorrows and just the course of life, perhaps, Lord, that song has gone out of tune a little bit. Lord, may we be encouraged this morning to renew that song because of Your Son, and because of Your goodness in our life. Lord, now we just pray You speak to hearts, fill me with Your Holy Spirit, May the words I speak be those of you and you alone. Lord, help me to say those things which need to be said, and help me to refrain from those things which need not be said. And now, Lord, for all to do, we'll love you and thank you for it. For it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. I'm going to give to us this morning, very quickly, the three stages of the redeemed and of a redeemed life that we find here in this passage. Number one, we see the cry of a desperate soul. We see the cry of a desperate soul. Notice again, verse number one, the Bible says, I waited patiently for the Lord, and he inclined unto me and heard my cry. You know, I think about those first three words, that verse, I waited patiently. Some of us, we're not very good at that, are we? Waiting patiently. We want what we want when we want it, and sometimes we want what we want yesterday. We're not very good at being patient. But here David says, I waited patiently for the Lord. And you know, the interesting thing, the funny thing about waiting patiently on the Lord, it's even though to you it seems like you're waiting patiently, God, he's never late. He's never early. He's always right on time. And he says here, I waited patiently for the Lord, and he inclined unto me and heard my cry. And we see that this is the sinner's condition before salvation. David, he says, he cried out. That's the cry of a soul that realizes that it cannot save itself. Listen, you can have come to church all your life, and you can still die in your sins and go to a very real place called hell. You could be baptized, and you could go down a dry sinner, come up a wet sinner. You could do everything that religion tells you to do, but it will not save you. Just coming to church, that doesn't make you a Christian. Just coming to church doesn't save you. Romans 10:13, the Bible says, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. We see David's cry here, and I believe it's a cry of humility. And I believe that God hears the cry of the humble. God this morning is not deaf to the desperate. No one gets saved until they first get honest with God. You know, maybe you listen to some of the songs that were sung this morning, or even you just like gospel music in general. You like some of the old hymns. A lot of the gospel songs and hymns, you realize very quickly, a lot of them, that they were written out of a brokenness. When Jesus, or when someone cried out, and Jesus answered them. And so we see the cry of a desperate soul. But then, secondly, this morning, we see the change of a delivered life. We see the change of a delivered life. Notice there, verse number two. The Bible says, he brought me up also out of an horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and set my feet upon a rock, and established my goings. David says here that he was brought up out of this horrible pit. It was a place of darkness. It was a place of hopelessness. It was filthy. You know, we talk much about symbolism in the Bible. This was a symbol of sin. It was a symbol of separation from God. The miry clay, unstable, sinking. And you know, the more you try to fix yourself, it just seems like the deeper we go, isn't it? It just seems like, you know, and you hear people say, well, I'll come to church when I turn over a new leaf. Or I'll come to church when I clean up my act. Well, the truth is, this morning, you won't come to church if you wait for yourself to clean up yourself. You won't come to church if you're waiting on turning over that new leaf. Because you can't do it. And I can't do it. Only God can do it. And we see what he did for us. He brought me up, David says. That's grace. He set my feet upon a rock. That's Jesus. 1 Corinthians 10:4. That rock was Christ. And then David says, he established my goings. Before, we had no direction. Before, we had no purpose. Before, we had no future. But now, because he establishes our goings, now we have direction. Now we have purpose. Now we have a future because of what God has done for us. Some of the songs, again, we like to sing. Songs like Love Lifted Me, or He Lifted Me. He brought me out of the miry clay. On Christ the solid rock I stand. All other ground is sinking sand. Points to this truth. And so we see the cry, we see the change, and then thirdly and finally this morning, we see the celebration of the redeemed heart. We see the celebration of the redeemed heart. Notice verse number 3. Psalm chapter 40 and verse number 3, the Bible says, "And he hath put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto our God. Many shall see it and fear, and shall trust in the Lord." See, when we get saved, salvation changes our tune. Listen, he just doesn't clean us up, although we needed cleaning. He doesn't just clean us up, but he fills our heart with praise. And the new song, it's not just new words, but it's a new heart. It's a new life. It's a new way of thinking and a new way of living. 2 Corinthians 5:17, the Bible says, "If any man be in Christ, he is a new creature." But then I want you to notice the last part of verse number 3. "Many shall see it and fear and shall trust the Lord." I want you to know this morning that when you got saved and you got that new song, your song then ought to have become your witness. David says here that others will see it. And because of what they see in your life, as a result, they will trust the Lord. Listen, this morning, your joy in Jesus should be contagious. When other people see just how happy you are because of what Jesus does for you, they ought to want what you want. They ought to want what you have. And how many times, unfortunately, do we bring almost reproach upon the name of Christ because it looks like as a Christian we just downed a whole pitcher of lemon juice, sour lemon juice. It shouldn't be that way. It's okay to smile. You know, there's a song in our hymn book, "Oh Say But I'm Glad." Ever watch some people sing "Oh Say But I'm Glad"? Nary of a smile on their face. And you want to sometimes go up and say, "Are you really glad? Are you really happy?" But our joy should be contagious. And we think of the hymn, "This is my story. This is my song." Your life should be a walking gospel. Because you will be, for some people, the only Bible they ever see. What version are they seeing? Are they seeing a person who's one way in church on Sunday, and then a different way Monday through Saturday, the rest of the week? No, it ought to be not only contagious, but it ought to also be consistent. Consistent. So I ask you this morning, do you have a song of the redeemed? Can you say this morning, "He brought me out. He set my feet. He gave me a new song"? If not here this morning, you can say that this morning, because Jesus is still in the soul-saving business. He still hears the cry of the lost. He still lifts sinners out of the pit. And then if you're here this morning and you have that song, it ought not to be a quiet song. It ought to be a song that others see. Lost and saved alike. And that joy, that song, ought to be contagious for all of those around you. Our heads are bowed, our eyes are closed this morning. Let's stand together at our feet.